Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Helena Hart. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with Dr. Diana Kirshner again today. She's a PBS love expert and psychologist. She's the star of the Amazon Prime show Love in 90 Days, which is based on her best-selling book, Love in 90 Days. We have a fantastic topic for everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me again today.
I'm so excited. Today's topic is so powerful. It's amazing. I can't wait to dig in.
It's so great. I feel like I need this one today myself. So I'm really excited. We're going to be actually sharing a powerful exercise to build irresistible confidence and actually deepen the attraction and intimacy with a man or someone else without years of therapy. So I am just so excited to learn about this myself. We're broadcasting live on Bullhorn today, by the way. Hi to Maura in the chat. I see some people joining. Let us know your experiences with this. Is there anything you want to say before we dive in? I know you actually have a free coaching session that you're offering just for women in my community. Is that right?
Yes, it's very, very exciting. So stay tuned for the whole show here, because you will be able to have the most incredible experience with one of my expert coaches, one of my expert mentors, one-on-one, and you don't want to miss it. And I guess you have the link for that, or for the eager beavers, you have the link for that underneath the show notes.
I do. There. Yes, that is in the episode details right now. If you're listening to the replay of this on Spotify or Apple or anywhere else, that will be the first link in the show notes. It's 100% free. No strings attached. You just have to say, Helena Hart referred me, in the last box. There's a little form you fill out. It should take you 30 seconds or less. You just do your name and your email address. And then in the last box, it says referred by. If you type my name, Helena Hart, in that last box, the session will be totally free. Do I have that right?
Yes, exactly. And it'll blow you away, because you'll find that after you have this experience, you will be different. You will be different in your dating. You will be more like the bachelorette, in other words, empowered.
I love it. That's what we're all about here on my podcast. So I see a good amount of people joining live already. Let's dive into this topic. I'm really curious about this, because you're a psychologist and you also say there's a way to build self-esteem and feel more confident without spending years and years in therapy. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, there's no such thing as a fixed structure in the brain that represents the self. And all the recent research shows this. The I, or the personal identity you think is permanent, is actually a process. It's a process in your neural nets, in your brain, that's always in flux. So what this means is that your identity, your sense of self, is malleable. You can train and change your brain's image of yourself, if you understand this. And that's what we're going to get into today. And that includes the physical representation of you, which is your body image. And so by deliberately adding a picture of a new you, what I call your body love diamond self, into this constantly changing energy flow of identity, everything begins to transform. And that's without losing any weight, getting any younger, having to be in therapy or anything like that.
I know, I hear from so many women, even just people in my life, friends and family members, who have just been saying for years, I want to put myself out there. I want to meet someone, but I need to lose weight first. I need this to happen first. I need to change my diet, change my exercise routine. They think they need to change something externally about themselves. and that will somehow make them feel better on the inside, which may be true, but it's kind of this outside in approach. And then years and years go by and nothing's changed. Do you hear that from women as well?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a shame because you can waste years and years and years thinking, you know, I got to wait till I lose these extra pounds. I got to wait till I'm feeling good about my body. And it's just not true. You know, I had this woman, Sandy, in our coaching practice, and she was about 50 pounds overweight. And she had lived like that, I think, for about 11 years. And she was saying, oh, I have to lose this weight. I just don't feel sexy. I used to look so good. I don't look as good as I used to. And she came in and we did this Body Love Diamond Self exercise with her in her coaching session. And she actually transformed completely. And by the way, she's older. I believe it was around 70, actually. And she began to feel so good about herself. You know how you act differently when you're feeling good about yourself? You just act differently. You're more fun. You're more fun-loving. You're more spontaneous. You're more real. And so she started acting that way. And she started dating, actually, 3 different great guys and having the time of her life. And they were responding to her in a way that she never had experienced before, actually. And she never lost any weight. And she certainly didn't get younger either. So
I love it. I hear that all the time. Most of my clients are in their 60s and even 70s or beyond. Of course, I have some younger clients too, but the majority tend to be similar. I had a client, I think it was in 2021, just a couple years ago, who said, well, I need to lose weight for years. She called herself the one date wonder because she'd go on one date with a guy and then they wouldn't call her back after that. And she made up a story that it was because she was overweight. And we changed that around. And I'm so curious to hear this exercise and how you do this quickly. But then she met a great guy within, I believe, 8 weeks of working together. They're still together, living together. It's amazing. And so, yeah, I've just seen this happen over and over and over. It can be hard. I mean, I have certainly had body image issues my whole life, even before having a baby, even when I was younger. I look back at photos thinking, oh my gosh, I'd be thrilled to look like that now. And even at the time, I was beating myself up, you know, thinking I wasn't skinny enough, wasn't fit enough, wasn't this, wasn't that. I don't know if it's society that does this to women particularly. I know men can have issues like that as well, but it's kind of across the board. I think it's a pretty rare person who just feels great about themselves and their body all the time.
So true. So true. Mm-hmm. We have had models come in, literally women who are models come in for coaching. They are perfect looking and they think they're not.
It's
amazing. Amazing. Yes. It's all about your self-image.
Absolutely. For everyone listening live, is this something you struggled with? I know I can't be the only one who's struggled with this. And I know we're going to relate this to dating and relationships. Of course, if you're single, this will help you feel confident and irresistible within yourself. And if you're in a relationship, this will help deepen the intimacy with a man. Or if you're looking to create a deep attraction and intimacy with a partner, this will definitely help. How does that all relate to actually building intimacy with another person?
Well, you know, your outer experience mirrors what's happening on your inner experience. So if your inner experience is self-loving and self-appreciating and self-validating, then the outer relationship, that is who you're attracting and how you're interacting with them, tends to reflect that. What happens is you turn on your energy. We all have this core of, I even think of it as divine energy, really, that's at your core. If you think about it, there's a part of you that has never changed, right? There's an innocent being who's at your core, sense of identity that's never changed. And it's incredible and it's attractive. It's very, very attractive. And that's your core energy. And when you're feeling better about yourself, you can let that core energy, which is playful and connected and loving and lovable, out. It's out. And you're right. This doesn't just work, you know, in a love relationship. It's every relationship. It's you being able to be real, to feel good, to be your real self, your high level self, when you're feeling good and when you're feeling good about how you are, what your body is like. It's like you've actually deliberately created a body love diamond self identity. So should we jump right into the exercise?
Let's do it. Yes, I see someone in the chat says they can definitely relate to this. So I think we all can. Let's dive right into that exercise. I'm so curious about this myself.
Okay, so you'll be the lead for everybody. And if you're driving, pull to the side, please. But definitely do this because you will blow yourself away. I want you to close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes and remember a time you felt beautiful. You felt attractive or sensual. Or sexy, or maybe you felt naturally at home in your body. You're kind of present, you were playful, you were alive. You know, it may be when you had your first love, or your first real caress, or your first kiss, or when you had your first good sexual relationship. Now, I want you to remember what that feels like. Remember feeling the tingling, the energy running through your fingertips, your lips, and other places in your body, and how good that felt. If you have any trouble with this, imagine being a gorgeous celeb like Sofia Vergara or Angelina Jolie, who feels at home, sensual, sexy, and alive in her body. Put yourself in the picture so that you're looking through your own eyes. And feel that completely. Now imagine yourself feeling better, even better. And imagine yourself feeling 5 times better. Now, what I want you to do is to take that image and bring it closer to you, make it brighter and clearer. Give it a good soundtrack. This is what I call your body love diamond self. This is you. In your full body love diamond self. Give this self a body love nickname like lean and lovely Lena, luscious mama, vibrant beauty, beautiful vixen, curvy Joanne, voluptuous one, youthful, radiant being of light, lovely, sexy, juicy goddess. You get the idea. Okay, good. So what name did you come up with, Helena?
This is so, I was not expecting to be put on the spot like this, but this is fantastic. Actually, the only time I've ever liked my body my entire life, so sad to think about this, but was actually when I was pregnant, when I was in like my second and third trimester. And I remember one time, I think I was maybe 8 months pregnant or so. I was just exhausted. I felt huge, but still loving myself, like loving my body and everything. And I remember my husband coming in and he's like, "You're my sexy love goddess." Like he just couldn't get enough. Right. So he was reflecting back to me how I actually felt on the inside, even though I was tired and felt bigger. And he always says, "I wish you saw yourself the way I see you." So that's the first name that came to mind. It's so embarrassing to share that.
I love that. The sexy love goddess. I love that.
Yeah.
And these are embarrassing. They are embarrassing. You know, there's something about this with us and our bodies, and it can get very embarrassing in terms of really accepting the beauty, the sexiness, the juiciness of your body, right? But it's so, so powerful. So let's go back into this exercise and we're going to do a little bit more going back in, but make sure your eyes are closed again. I want you to shrink that image of your alive and sensual body love, a diamond self identity, and make it as small as a diamond and put that image aside. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now get an image of yourself at a time when you felt fat, ugly, invisible, unattractive, asexual, or unlovable. This is what I call your disappointing body self-image. Your disappointing body self-image, okay? Good, good. Now I want you to take your body love diamond self-image, make it the size of a hand grenade, imagine throwing it right into the center of your disappointing body image, watching it explode and completely destroy that disappointing image. Speed the whole thing up and do it several more times very fast, taking that grenade, throwing it into the disappointing body image, poof, blowing it up. Taking that grenade, throwing it right into the disappointing body image, blowing it up. And again, taking that grenade, throwing it into the disappointing body image, puff, blowing it up to smithereens so that it's not there anymore. This is rewiring your brain. Okay, beautiful, beautiful work. Helena, how was that part of it for you?
That was so great. I thought back to a time. I mean, there's been so many times when I've been disappointed with my body image. But back to a time I was at like this daytime spa with my mom and a friend of mine and just catching a glimpse of myself. I was in a bikini or something, catching a glimpse of myself in the full length mirror or a window reflection and just going, whoa, thinking like, this is a wake up call. I am not happy with the way I look. And that was pretty common thing, you know? So I took the diamond self and blew up that image. And that was really helpful. I can't wait to actually go back and do this when I can really, really focus on it when we're not live. I can't wait to go back and listen to this a few times. But yeah, really helpful because it's not like anything's really changed. It's not like I had to lose 30 pounds in order to feel that way. You don't have to make these huge changes on the outside in order to actually feel confident and sexy in your body right now, I think is what this exercise does for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very powerful. And so what you want to do is anchor it in for yourself. It's really fun to have a body love diamond self name, but you want to have it so that it actually is wired in your brain. And the best way to do that is to write down your body love diamond self name on several sheets of paper. Put one in your closet, one near the bathroom mirror, you're brushing your teeth, you go into your closet. It's, you know, it's, oh, the sexy goddess of love. What does she want to wear today? She's not going to put on sweats. I'll tell you that much. She's not going to put on a ratty bathrobe. If you glance at your name often throughout the day, it really helps it manifest. Also, you can do a very quick version of the body love exercise whenever you're heading for the bedroom or you're going on a date. Or you need to be comfortable. You just need to be comfortable in your own skin and at ease with your body and with your appearance. So it's super powerful. It's like your secret weapon. Let's say you overate, you ate too much ice cream, you're feeling fat, you're feeling like really unattractive. You can do this little exercise real quick. You know, oh, I got to remember I'm the curvy, luscious goddess of love, you know, and destroy, blow up. That, oh God, I'm so fat and on the I feel awful, like a blob, right? You want to blow that part up in your mind, blow it up. And then as you're getting ready in your closet, you're leaning into that body love, and you put on a skirt that enhances your beautiful figure and you put on a blouse that's a little décolletage, a little thing going, and you go, hey, not bad, right? Not bad.
Right. It can be so easy to be like, well, I'm just going to be at home today. Why would I waste this outfit? Let's just go for the stretch pants, right? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I can definitely relate to that. But if you are in touch with this diamond self version of yourself, that might inspire you to make different choices on the outside, which will then feed that back to yourself on the inside. I can really see how that would work.
Well, the most important person is you. The most important person who needs to see you with appreciation is you. It really is. And when you do that with yourself, when you work on seeing yourself with appreciation, everything really changes. What's interesting is that no two body love diamond self names are really alike. And you'll come up with something completely unique that's going to do something inside, turning on a motor, turning on a light in you that will change your body. And actually, I'm not kidding, help your health, which is a whole other show. Because when we're being mean to ourselves and we're saying, you're fat, look at that gray hair. Oh my God, look at that. Ugh. These are attack thoughts, and these attack thoughts cause a lot of stress and tightness in your back and other muscle systems. They tend to collapse your posture. They physically change your blood so that you tend to age more rapidly when you're being mean to yourself and your self-talk. And this actually hurts your health, right? Not to mention, you know, creating a lot of tension lines, there's darkness in the face. And you can undo all of this. You can undo all of this with a really sensual body love diamond self work.
I love it. I have gotten so much better about this. I talk about my struggles a lot on this podcast, but I am improving, or I feel like I'm improving. I feel like I'm being kinder and gentler to myself over the years. we tend to really be harder on ourselves, I think, than anyone else. If we gain 5 pounds, we think everyone can see it. We don't want to go out. We want to cover ourselves up when most people aren't focused on us. I mean, men in particular are just thrilled to be with us. They're not picking apart everything like we do to ourselves, I've really found. Have you found that as well?
Oh, absolutely not. And if you're with the right guy, he's seeing you in all your glory. He sees, he knows the body love dinosaur, like your husband. Your husband can see you. He can see the beauty in you, the perfection in you. That's the nature of love. The nature of love is to see that, is to see the real, radiant, beautiful being that you are. And so just you moving in the direction of you yourself seeing that and experiencing that will bring that into your life.
You're right. If you are with the right person, they are seeing this version of yourself. I mean, my husband tells me all the time, like, don't try and lose weight after I had our baby, especially. Just live your life. Enjoy your life. Don't try and lose weight. Don't go on some crazy exercise plan. You're a healthy, you're active person. Just enjoy yourself. Eat dessert every day. Do whatever you want. You're the sexiest person I've ever seen. Like in his eyes, that's how he always sees me. That's why he always says, I wish you saw yourself the way I see you. It doesn't matter. I could gain 20 pounds, lose 20 pounds. Men aren't tracking this the way we are often, I think, right?
If you're with that right person, you find that person who is crazy about you. That's what they see. And that's the right partner. That is the right partner.
Yeah, it's so hard for us to wrap our heads around that because we can be really self-critical. Like I said, I think it's a really rare woman who just feels great about herself all the time, even if objectively or by societal standards, she's perfect and flawless. Like you said, you've had models come through your coaching program who were just gorgeous, right?
I reviewed their photos. I'm like, oh my God, stunning. And yet they're feeling like ugly, fat. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I've run into people just out and about who have been, oh, I watch your YouTube videos, not very often, but every once in a while. And they're just these beautiful, gorgeous women. I'm like, how do you have any problems at all in your love life? And they say, oh, well, you know, I had to learn how to not be that overly understanding, pleasing person who felt bad about myself. And so I was trying to do everything out there for everyone else and pushing good men away, all that stuff. So everyone struggles with this. I don't know if I've ever met someone who doesn't struggle with this. I think it's so important. I know we talked about how this relates to building intimacy and attraction with a man. My podcast audience is mostly women, so we often talk about this from the woman's perspective. This could probably go both ways, but would you like to talk about that a little bit, how to have real intimacy without losing yourself, without being uncomfortable with yourself or in a relationship? Do you have any tips for women to help them have an authentic, fulfilling love relationship, whether they're single and looking for that right person or whether they're with someone already?
Well, you know, when you are working and doing this self-love, this body love, dive and self work, when you start sinking, and you can tell when you start sinking in terms of if you're in a relationship and you're losing yourself and you're feeling like you're doing too much pleasing, too much accommodating, you're not real. And that inner sense, you know, of being unhappy starts so that if you're becoming inauthentic, which of course means you can't have a really full authentic connection, you can begin to remember your diamond self name. And you can say, what would the sexy goddess say right now? What would the sexy goddess say right now? Now, it's going to be entirely different than what you would normally say. But the sexy goddess or the curvaceous, loving light of the world, let's say, is your name, your diamond self name, you will come up with being real in a loving way. So it allows you or helps you to be real in a loving way. So you say what you need. You have straight talk about what you need, straight, honest talk. You can be truthful. You can be vulnerable. You can ask for what you need, which is really the cornerstone of not losing yourself and really having an authentic and deep connection. And when you're with the right man and you're just playing around, you're playing, you're being your sexy, beautiful self, whatever that is, you know, there is a playfulness that emerges, right? That draws the man to you. It just draws the man to you.
Yeah, you feel like a prize. You feel like not yes. trying to prove yourself to someone else, but not in a cold way, like I'm going to ignore this guy and you need to treat me like a queen. Here's my list of standards and requirements. You don't have to say any of that, because I think when you're in touch with this part of yourself, you just know and trust that everything's going to work out for you. Of course, the right guy is going to come towards you and just love every inch of you and be crazy about you in a healthy, good way, right? That yeah. you don't need to prove yourself to anyone. You don't need to make anyone understand anything. You're just showing up as your authentic self, and the right people are going to be drawn right into that, and the wrong people are going to fade away. And you don't need to micromanage that. You don't need to be up in your head planning, strategizing, trying to strategically do all the right things. You're right. It's a much more playful, open, authentic energy. And of yeah. course, that's incredibly attractive. And I can see how that would deepen the intimacy too with another
yeah,
person.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you can ask for what you want or play out what you want in the bedroom too, right? Mm-hmm. So very wonderful and amazing interactions occur, magical interactions. You know, I've been doing this work now for decades with my husband, and things are better than they've ever been. I'll tell you the truth. That's the truth.
So great. Well, this was amazing. We are coming to the end of the 30 minutes here today. I wanted to talk one more time about this free coaching session that you have just for women in my community. If you say that Helena Hart referred me in that last box, that link is in the details now. If you're listening live, if you're listening to the replay, that will be the first link in the episode notes. Just scroll down. You might have to click see more if you're listening on Spotify. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
I have a team of 8 coaches that are off the charts. They do this work with women, and they help them completely transform. Even when the women feel it's impossible, they've been betrayed, they've been left, they've been hurt, you name it. But they do this miraculous work, and it's my way of paying it forward to gift you a whole session one-on-one with one of these coaches. And they're incredible. I've mentioned to you before, Alina, I used one when I had to do my PBS special to coach me. I role reversed with her, and you get to have a whole session, but you have to just go to the link and fill out the form and make sure you put in Helena sent me. Helena sent me, because we often get too many requests for these sessions from various people and we turn people away. But if you put in Helena sent me, you will not be turned away. You will have your session, and anything that you need to work on, you can bring to this session and you will be blown away. I promise. It's incredible.
Yes, I know these coaches can help you if you're single and looking to attract the right person. Maybe you're in a relationship, you're having some difficulties, you'd like an outside opinion. They can really help you with anything you're struggling with in dating and relationships. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They also walk their talk. They're not only handpicked by me and trained by me and supervised by me, but they walk their talk. They're living in a love relationship that works. And that's why they're so talented with helping people reach what they really want in terms of a love relationship.
Amazing. So again, click that first link in the show notes, fill out the form. It'll take you 30 seconds or less. Put Helena Hart sent me in the last box. The session will be totally free, no strings attached. I love being able to offer this to women in my community. Is there anything else you want to say before we close out today?
Okay, even though it may feel like you cannot do this work, you can definitely do it. You can transform in the direction of finding your own authentic charisma, and you definitely have it. So go for it.
Yes, I always say, if I can do this, anybody can. I know you've said yeah. that before too, talking about your history yeah. and everything you yeah. went for, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So great. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. I will talk with you again soon. And thanks for joining me. This was so much fun. We should definitely do another episode. We should get that scheduled maybe early next year or whenever you're available. I'd love to bring you back on my podcast sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you. And lots of love.
Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.